one here, the rowdies one there. They kick the ball around. The rowdies one here, the rowdies one there. Then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you being with us tonight. We have a lot to discuss this evening in the world of soccer. And, of course, we're going to be including our thoughts on the tragic events in Paris that happened on Friday. And, of course, the World's Game was very much a part of what happened in Paris. So we're going to be talking about that tonight with ourselves, Joe, myself, Dick Howard, and Michael Lewis. We'll also talk about that. And we'll also talk about the Rhinos as well. Our guest will be the vice president of the Rhinos, Dave Selinski. He was in Tulsa this past week with Pat Erkley at the league operations meetings. We'll see what information he can give us about next season, what's going to be happening with the USL and the Rhinos. And we'll have a lot more to talk about as well. But let's bring in Joe Sirianni. And, Joe, I know that a little bit of a subdued show tonight because of what happened, and it hits home with the sport we love. I mean, the first bomb that went off was right outside the Stade de France, and it could have easily been inside the stadium if it wasn't for some very alert security people who stopped the terrorist from getting into the stadium.
Certainly, Andrew, it's a very tragic situation. Like you said, it hit home, not only because it hit in a stadium that where soccer was being played on a friendly besides that. But the fact is that, we live in a world that it's really unpredictable. We live in a world that makes us really think what tomorrow will bring. And ideology, religion, and stupidity in many ways. Okay, is what happens that... I will never understand how can people blow themselves up. I will never understand how anybody would ask anybody to blow themselves up. I know that if there is a God, in which I believe in God, God doesn't want that. So for all those people that are causing all this problem, and for all the people that are suffering the loss of their loved one, our hearts goes out to them. So there's a lot that could be said, but I think that the only way we can say it that we close with our heart to them, and we fear for our own life sometime, although fear is not what we want.
No, it's
but
not.
That's the way it goes.
It is very unfortunate. And one of the first things we want to mention are, of course, all of the WISL family and Soccer's Kicking the Grass family and all of our sponsors. Everybody wish all the best to the people in Paris. As a matter of fact, a classmate of mine from high school and classmate of Karen Erkeley's and Cheryl Denolfo's, Kathy Boughton's, was in Paris when this all happened. And he's fine, thank goodness. Joe Sangaldoce. Nice paisan.
He
was there, and there's some famous people from the WWE were in Paris, and fortunately they were able to get away safely, but there were people that didn't. And we hope, we don't know what's going to happen, and I think they've already talked about what's going to happen with soccer, and especially with the European Championship in France next year, and looking forward, the Women's World Cup is in France in 2019.
So there's going to be a lot of attention in France, and you know, what's going to happen with these events? I'm sure they're going to go on, but what is it going to mean for the sport and the fans and how they're going to be able to protect themselves and stop anything like this happening again?
You know, one of the things that is really, really preoccupying and really worrisome for the people, for the police and all the people that monitor people, the immigration problem. And the Europe has been inundated by people that are leaving Lebanon, people that are leaving Syria in a quest of find a better life. And you don't know who can infiltrate them, or you don't know who's going to be the next terrorist that infiltrated with all those people that seek refuge in a country that offers them a better living. So it's a big task for the United States, a big task for Europe to be able to implement some sort of a scanning device, or I don't know. It's, you know, to imagine the cost that's going to go with that, to implement safety and protect the people. You know, it just look what happened with the army being deployed.
That's right.
You know, so there's a lot of things are going to this event, and then there is all the other thing got thrown to my head. You know, that I really not able to voice it because it would be a terrible thing to say, but. People got to pay for whatever they cause.
Yeah,
much like France has been doing right now, that, you know, you do to us and we do it to you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of political things you could say about this. We want to try to stay away from that on this show. Let other shows handle that. A lot of shows on WYSL will talk about the political aspect, but since this is such a directly involved with soccer, and, you know, fortunately, the gentleman who blew himself up and can't even think about something like that. He did not get into the stadium. He got into the stadium. It could have been an untold amount of death and destruction. But yeah. Tomorrow, England will play France at Wembley, and there's certainly going to be a lot of people there, and there's going to be a lot of security there. I've been to Wembley, not the new one, but the old Wembley, and is certainly the English, I know, will be very careful. There's going to be matches all over Europe tomorrow, and then starting on the weekend, you've got the league start back up again. So all the countries in Europe are going to need to be stepping up because, I mean, you've got the Clásico, Real Madrid and Barcelona happening on Saturday. And you know, there's going to be 100,000 people.
No one is immune to all this.
That's right.
Not in Europe, but not in the United States. Not in any place of the world right now, because ISIS is trying to do something unprecedented, and that, you know, for some reason they seem to succeed and get away with that.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to talk more about this with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis, but we want to mention a couple things in local soccer that happened over the past week. Another trade from the Western New York Flash. U.S. national team player Whitney Engen was traded to the Chicago Red Stars. In return, we have two international players coming. One of the top defenders for New Zealand, Abby Erceg, 5'10", big gal. She was played in the World Cup. And also Adriana Leone, the forward from Canada. So two new players coming to the Flash in 2016. And
so tell me this. Are we getting rid of all the American national team players? And
well, that's a good question. I mean, obviously Sidney LaRue is still a member of the Flash at this point. And of course, Sam Mewis, Abby Dalkemper, and Jalen Hinkle, who are up-and-coming stars with the U.S. national team, they're still members of the Flash. So we'll see what happens with Aaron Lines and Rich Randall and the Flash people as they continue to make moves in this offseason. And also want to mention again, the Rhinos will have our open tryouts at the Total Sports Experience here in Gates. That's where we are tonight. December 18th, 1 week before Christmas Day, you can get your chance to be a part of the USL champion Rochester Rhinos. Go to rhinosoccer.com for more information on that. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. We'll be talking about international soccer and, of course, what's been going on over in France. And Dick will certainly have a lot to talk about with that as being a part of FIFA and what we're going to be seeing in the future from soccer in Europe and around the world based on what's happened over the weekend. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge custom designs and builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The USL regular season and playoff champion Rochester Rhinos would like to extend their thanks to all of you for supporting the team during the historic 20th anniversary season. Don't miss out on all the exciting action next year as the Rhinos look to repeat as champions. Rhinos season tickets and flex packs for 2016 are now on sale by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back at Salem Stadium to be in defense of their USL title next spring.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Our international report tonight with Dick Howard brought to you by Dental Dr. David Olivo, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates, right off of the Lyle Avenue exit to Route 390. You can visit his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or give him a call at 328-3382. I've been going to that practice before it was Dr. Olivo's practice, and people that are working there are still there ever since when I was a child, going back to when I was 3 years old. And now he's also Joe's dentist as well, and he's done great work on both of our teeth.
Yeah. And he's a very nice guy besides that, the soccer guy. And his kids are playing soccer. And if you want to go to a dentist that really cares, you need to go to him, Dr. Olivo. And he's got pictures all over the place of teams that he sponsors. It's a doctor that with a heart, I would say, and a gentle hand.
Absolutely. And again, it's 2005 Lyle Avenue. It's upstairs, Suite 200, I believe it is. But it's upstairs. You'll find it at the medical building there. So again, it's davidolivodmd.com, 328-3382. Dick, good evening. How are you tonight?
No good.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm just, you know, harking back to the events in recent days in Paris and, you know, the fact that we are mentioned, of course, and brought into the equation because there were incidents up at the Stade de France in the northern part of Paris. So everybody's now looking at Euro 2016 and how will it impact on that? Well, the show will go on. That's what UEFA is saying, and the draw 12th of December. And we've still got some interesting qualifying games, so I think we have to look positive, but it really is tragic with the events that have unfolded over recent days, haven't they?
It certainly has, Dick. And we were talking about, I mean, it could have been worse. If that person had gotten into the stadium and set off the explosives.
And that's the one good thing about soccer with respect to security controls, and they will obviously upgrade those, so that the metal detectors and the like and checking bags will be mandatory. So I think incidents, if they're going to happen, will be as it happened, if they are going to happen, hopefully they won't, in the surrounding area, you know, the restaurants and bars maybe in the area near to the stadium.
You know, Dick, for the life of me, I really won't think. I can't think about anybody that goes into a restaurant and open fire on people, innocent people. You know, when you talk about religion and you talk about beliefs, killing people, innocent people, it's not part of the religion. You know, I just don't understand. You know, all this is happening and. You know, it scares the heck to think that you go in a crowd and you got to worry about the whole thing. I mean, New Year's coming up in New York. Who's going to go in New York and watch the ball come down with thousands and thousands of people?
It's not just New York. It's Trafalgar Square in London and
all over those places.
Any gathering of people, that's right. The minds of these terrorists, they're not normal people, you know, with regards to the things that are happening and the way it's being conducted, but it's certainly caught everybody's imagination, and hopefully it will get resolved, but it's not going to be sooner, it's going to be later.
Well, if you're interested in reading a book that I read when I was over in England, you can get it on Amazon Co.UK. It's a book called Terror on the Pitch by Adam Robinson, and he talks about a plot that actually was true, but he fictionized it a little bit, but there was a plot that Osama bin Laden had to target the English national team in the 1998 World Cup in France. And he talked about in the first chapter what could have happened and what they were playing. They were flying a plane into a nuclear reactor in France as part of this terror attack. So, and this is documented, really. They were planning this, so it's...
You know, it's scary.
It's really scary.
And that's it breaks the heart, breaks my heart to think of the people that lose their husband, their wives, their kids. You know, how do you really reconcile with that? And how can you say you forgive? You know,
well,
it's a part of, yes, it's forgiving, but my God, I don't think that I would be able so inclined to forgive somebody that would harm my kids or my family or anything like that. I mean, that's not... You know,
well, certainly the England-France game would be a very emotional event tomorrow. And, you know, the fact that the French national team are going to be playing the game following, the incident last week. And, of course, the one thing that hits home, doesn't it? We're seeing it in all the stadia of all sports, you know, the respect that's being shown by everybody with the singing of the French national anthem, with the moment's silence. It just, I think, emphasizes how people feel for, as you rightly mentioned, Joe, you know, people that have suffered in the recent attacks.
I tell you, kudos to the president of France, because he vowed, you know, he labeled it just what I think it is, as an act of war. And you need to combat fire with fire, because that's and it's a shame to say that, but unless everybody, all the nation get together and show and have a show of force and deliver what needs to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, there is innocent people that are probably going to die. But isn't people, innocent people dying in France, and innocent people going to die in Syria, in Lebanon, all over where ISIS really is? And that's a shame. But that's a war. That's a tragedy of war. And tragedy of the consequences of, these things that are happening.
Right. Well, Dick, I think it'll be probably one of the first times the English people will be singing the French national anthem at tomorrow's match. It will be on Fox Sports 1 at 3 o'clock, and I think a lot of people are going to be watching it. And hopefully it's going to be, England and France. It's funny, I was talking to my wife. The first international match that I ever saw was England against France at Wembley on our honeymoon. And it was definitely not, it was not a friendly match. It was, a lot of things happened, and the French taunted the English, even though they lost 2-0, they taunted the English fans on the way out. And but this time I think it's going to be a little bit different. And
What do you think, Dick's going to be the mood of the players? I mean, English players and French players,
and the fact I was listening to Hugo Lloris, the French national team player who plays for Tottenham, talking, to the media and saying that, I don't think that the players were ready to play the game in England, but the president felt that it would be the thing to do. And once the whistle goes and the kickoff, it will be, just as competitive a game as we always expect, and quality players on both teams. But certainly leading up to that, and the respect that will be shown by both teams, I think, will be it'll cause a few tears in eyes in the stadia and people watching it on television around the world. But I think it was the right thing to do personally. But once the whistle goes, it will be a very competitive contest, I'm quite sure.
If they didn't play the game, it would be a victory for ISIS, because it would be another thing that they claimed that they were able to destroy the whole thing. So it's kudos to the people that made the decision to play the game, because you can't be defeated in all angles. They might do.
Yeah.
They might cause problems.
And Joe, I was reading about another tragedy that was remembered prior to the Italy-Belgium friendly in Brussels last week, remembering the 39 victims of the Heysel Stadium disaster, of course, 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yep. Juventus-Liverpool, May 29, 1985. I've got the official poster in my office, framed in black, obviously, and I was a commentator for that game for one of the stations in Toronto, and it was one of the most traumatic games I had to comment on, because they kept the live feed throughout the whole time following the incident right the way to the end. So it was memorable. But it certainly, again, the respect that people show in honoring, and remembering it in an appropriate manner.
Yep.
Prior to, as you say, in this case, an international game.
There was a time when we didn't have all this technology that we have today, that things would happen, in different countries, and we wouldn't know until a newspaper read about. Now we, now we see it as live as it happened. The technology of today.
Yeah.
So, but it's united the world, because we are able to see and we are able to make our own judgment that really what happened, instead of having to have other people write about.
Yep. Well, Dick, we did have some soccer going on today. Ireland has qualified.
Oh,
for
I tell you, the green machine. What an atmosphere in the Aviva Stadium.
Unbelievable.
Dublin, I should say. Just great. And it's great that the two, North and South, the Republic of Ireland, are going to be in France, as are Northern Ireland and Wales and England. So that's great. But it was... quite the atmosphere at the end, and a deserving win, I think. After it all finished, Jonathan Walters was the big man, of course, scoring against his former teammate, Asmir Begovic. So Ireland continue, and Sweden and Denmark and Ukraine and Slovenia battle it out tomorrow to see who are the 23rd and 24th teams through.
Yep, sweet. Slovenia's down 2-0. They're going to have to come up with a couple of goals to send that to extra time or maybe win that. And Sweden up 2-1 on Denmark. Denmark has the away goal, so a 1-0 win would get Denmark through at the expense of Ibrahimovic in Sweden. And congratulations to Hungary. I don't know if Joe Horvath might be listening to the show, but it's been a long time since Hungary's been in a major tournament. That they're
1972 with Europe, I think, in 1986 in the World Cup. So, yeah, it's great to see that. And I think you have to give plaudits. I look at a turning point in that game was the fabulous save by the veteran goalkeeper, Kraj, in that first game when he deflected a close-range attempt. Just made a fantastic save and made key saves in the other game. It's nice to see Kiraj, who's, you know, getting on closer to 40, I think, than he is 39. But
Goalkeepers have great times for Hungary after people always remember
the marvelous Magyars, but that was 1953.
Wow.
Well, actually, the day of Christmas.
And then we've got some good, interesting situations happening with CONCACAF qualifying for the World Cup.
How about Canada with a big win on the weekend over Honduras? And puts himself in a good position. If they can get a result in El Salvador tomorrow, then who knows?
It's going to be tough. We haven't won a game in Central America since 2004, but this junior Hoyler that's decided to play for Canada was excellent. And Tiba Hutchinson and company did the job, and it's going to be difficult confines. The stadium in San Salvador, the Cuscatlan, is not a good playing surface, fanatical crowd, but apparently El Salvador had problem with players. There's been a bit of a dispute with the National Federation, so hopefully Canada will capitalize on that and get 3 points, because that really would put them into contention. Given that I think everybody's expecting Mexico to totally dominate that group.
And Dick, I'd just like to, because we got to have an Italian flavor and a temperament kind of that check. What happened to Giovinco that he got in a problem with a fan?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It was just an altercation, verbal altercation as far as I know. But I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. And he's just signed a new sponsorship deal with a clothing company, so he's happy. And what about this, Andrew? I think you mentioned it in your notes. $1 million a week?
That's what, according to an English paper, we're talking about the Clásico is taking place on Saturday, Barcelona and Real Madrid, and it may very well be the last time Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo play in the Clásico, because Cristiano Ronaldo is looking to make a move. Real Madrid wants to let him go. He's talking about going
and
back
Messi's
to Manchester
United.
Messi's
trying to get $1 million a week.
Messi is saying...
Can you believe that, Joe?
$1 million a week.
Let me tell you, I can't even say it.
Well, supposedly, Arsenal is interested, is what the rumors are saying. That they
where did they get all this money to pay these players their sum of money? Where did they get this money? That's what I like.
That's his salary. There's also a £150 million buyout of his contract with Barcelona.
Yeah. So Dick, tell me, those club, where did they get all this money? Are they
good
in the
question,
red?
Good question, Joe. I wish I knew the answer.
I'm sorry.
Obviously, sponsors with deep pockets, but that you've got to be really deep. And as I say, when I look back at Sir Stanley Matthews, God bless him, played in the 50s, played until he was 50 years of age, and he was getting £10 a week, sort of. I know different times, but it's just getting out of control with regards to salaries, and nobody's worth that money. Not even
Messi.
I
don't know, Dick. If Messi could bring a championship and a European championship to Arsenal, then I think that Arsenal fans would certainly think he was worth it. I mean, the reason he wants to leave Barcelona is because of the ongoing tax problems he's having in Spain. He wants to get
out of
Spain.
Yeah, but I think in England it's 40-45% of your salary is taxable. So
Early is the same way.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, Arsenal, I think, is the – if any team, it would be Arsenal, I think, because that style, he would play that style. There's Spanish players, top players on that team. And, I think that's, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, but it might be one to watch on Saturday. It always is one to watch for the Clásico, but...
Well, the Clásico is a Clásico. I hope it lives up to its reputation this weekend, but it's always a fabulous event and a great one to watch.
It's
fabulous
big atmosphere. Money, big money, my God.
Messi's training. Supposedly, he may be playing in the match. We'll see what happens, but... Dick, thank you so much for all your commentary and all your thoughts, and we appreciate it, and we'll be talking to you again next Monday.
Look forward to it, guys. All the best.
God bless Canada, and God bless America.
Thanks, Dick. Bye-bye. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we return, we'll be joined by the Vice President of the USL Champion Rochester Rhinos, Dave Selinski. We'll give you all the latest news on the Rhinos and the USL, what's happening next season. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
I'm making a dollar a minute. Dida is. Would you like to make a dollar a minute, brother?
Yeah, I couldn't take your job.
No, no, no.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti here with Joe Red, Carr Siriani. Michael Lewis will be on in our final segment to talk about the U.S. national team and the MLS playoffs. But joining us right now is one of the hardest working people in all of soccer in this country. And I could vouch for that personally because I've seen him work. And it's
me
not
too,
just soccer.
Me too.
It's not just soccer. It's everything that happens at Salem Stadium, including the state football playoffs, which happened over this past weekend. So we're happy to be joined by the vice president of the Rochester Rhinos, Dave Selinsky, and Dave's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. You can get your 2016 season tickets, flex packs, for next season to see the Rhinos defend the USL Championship. Makes a great Christmas present. Christmas is just around the corner. So get the soccer fan on your Christmas list, Rhino season tickets, 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. And Dave, thanks for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Good to be able to speak with you and Joe. Thanks, Andrew.
David, I can tell you, I second what Andrew just said. Looking from an unbiased kind of guy, because I'm the outside looking in, without you, Pat would be shot. Because you run the show, you clean the toilet, you clean the stadium, you do everything. So you're an all-around kind of guy, and I admire you for that. And you make Sun Stadium, a safe place to be besides that.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun to do most days and enjoy all the events we had. I can't believe yesterday was the final event for the calendar year. So we're already planning and getting ready for 2016.
About that. And what's amazing also, it's been 1 month already since the Rhinos won the USL Championship against the LA Galaxy 2.
And I didn't get no ring.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for mine. I don't know if they're made yet, but
wait until I see
Pat. We all are. We all are. So
I'll let you wear it every once in a while. Okay.
I don't wear no rings, but it would be nice to. I tell you what. I went to just on a side note. I went to Charlie Shano and I says, "What the hell is what is my ring?" And he said, "What ring are you talking about? We won the championship. I have no ring." I says, "Andrew got a ring. I don't have a ring." So Charlie told me, it's in the mail.
Yeah, same as the check for all the money that you're owed.
Yeah, exactly.
But Dave, now, we mentioned this with Brandon Miller last week. It's been a month now since the Rhinos won the title. What are some of your thoughts thinking back now on what this season meant for the franchise?
It was absolutely incredible, Andrew. And Joe, I mean, from the beginning of the season, starting at traditionally on the road, coming away with a few ties and a few wins, you got the impression and had this feeling that this could be a pretty special team. The guys inside the locker room were very, very tight, always doing things together, from appearances to just hanging out as a group. And as the season went on and the wins kept coming and we didn't get a win, we got a tie and earned a tie. And looking back as the season went on, there really wasn't many times where we got lucky here, we got lucky there. The team played really hard. And as the season went on, it just got that feeling that this could be something special. And I just didn't want it to really, even right after the championship game and wait until stoppage time to tie it up, it was just one of those things where you just had in the back of your mind that things were just going to work out and things just were going to happen. It always seemed like with the stadium, with the weather, we're always on the short end of the stick, and just had this feeling that we're going to turn the corner with this whole thing, and it just all came together. And just so happy for the guys and Bob, who put in so much effort this year and played together as a team through so many different injuries. And look back to the different starting lineups we had, and every player on the team contributed. It's just great. It was great to have happen and be a part of it. Been doing this for many, many years, and the camaraderie and the it factor that you look in teams, and these guys had it. They just had that, you know what, we're going to do it. We're going to find a way today. We're going to just get it done. And it was fun to be a part of it.
David, just first of all, congratulations for all the things that you just said. But now I got to ask you a pointed question, and the pointed question is this: because you pretty well run the stadium, what's going on with the scoreboard to start with, and secondly, and most importantly, I mean, what's going on to secure the perimeter of the stadium? Because there's a lot of people that are worried to come to the stadium because they're afraid. Is there anything can be done to reassure the people that the place is safe?
Yeah. The school board, it will be fixed in the spring. It was a decision to be made that it didn't make any sense to put something up at this time of the year and have it sit through the elements. So that'll be taken care of after the first of the year. So that'll be taken care of. I guess on the perimeter, I know we've had some discussions. I mean, knock on wood, we have not had issues. Minor things here and there. Granted, minor is the terminology I use on a big picture. But I know I'm really not. We're going to be doing some different things to make people feel more comfortable out of what you said that people don't feel because it doesn't look like where they live. It's not the same neighborhood. So I think there'll be some things we'll be announcing either toward the end of the year or the first of the year when we get them finalized to hopefully work on that thought process on people feeling that it's not safe. So especially the event days we have, it's one of the more secure places to go in a city environment. It just doesn't look like Pittsburgh. It doesn't look like Webster. It doesn't look like most stadiums you go to today, because most stadiums today aren't in the neighborhood. But if you went to England or if you went to Europe, every stadium's in a residential neighborhood. Just doesn't look that way in the United States. Most stadiums and facilities that you go to tend to be in a warehouse district or on a stadium complex where they put three or four parking lots around the facility. I mean, Frontier Field is a wonderful example. You have Kodak now, which is pretty much empty, so they have thousands of parking spots that are free every day. So
it's true.
It's a buffer that's more cosmetic than anything else.
It's a perception, you know, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Dave, you and Pat were in Tulsa last week for some league meetings. Can you give us any information and some news for the fans on what was discussed and some things that might happen next year?
Oh, definitely. It was a great opportunity to get all the teams together. For myself, I have not had a chance to meet all the franchises that we brought in, plus the four or five new ones. They're coming in for this next year. We spent one day talking about operations and talked about stadiums and talked about a protocol collectively we can have everywhere from the way the teams will be announced, different best practices on what people do in certain situations, whether it's fan interaction. And then we just talked about on day two, more on the sponsorship side, more of the corporate partnerships, on what teams are doing, and the ability to share ideas. We do a lot of this on a biweekly phone call, but it's also good to sit down with everybody in a conference room and just talk about scenarios and talk about different things that different categories of sponsorship that we're all trying to reach to in the year 24, 25, 26, 27. Different perspectives on what works in a certain market that we might be able to tweak and utilize here, or people are coming to us and say, hey, what about this thing that you do, and things like that. So it was a really good opportunity to sit down and put faces to names and be able to use people for a resource and be able to strengthen the league in a collective setting, which I thought is something that is just wonderful for all the teams to be able to utilize, because sometimes you feel as though you're on your own little island as you're trying to do things when there's 20-some other organizations trying to do the exact same thing you are, and here's somebody who you can reference with and speak to and bounce ideas off of, as well as they doing the same thing.
So, Dave, they're going to be the regular league meetings are coming up in December. Is that correct?
Correct.
So there'll be probably more news coming out of that. Hopefully a schedule will be coming out a little bit sooner than last year. I know that it was a little bit late last year because of the late entry of Red Bulls too. But hopefully we'll be having a schedule so people can make their plans for 2016, get the dates all set up, maybe get the youth soccer teams to not play on the days of Rhinos matches so we can get them all down to the stadium and see the best team in the USL to try to make it two in a row here in this league. And it should be a lot of fun, and looking forward to it, and especially with these cold winter months, just watching soccer in Europe is about all we've got at this point after MLS finishes up. So, Dave, I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and I thank again for you and all the Rhinos staff for all you do during the season and during the off season for the fans in Rochester. I think we lost Dave. So thanks to Dave, and we appreciate him being on the show tonight. When we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report, talking about the U.S. men against Trinidad and Tobago in World Cup qualifying tomorrow night and the first leg of the MLS Conference Finals on Sunday. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Notch Monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top Notch Monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top Notch Monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top Notch Monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
TopNotchMonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top Notch Monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season ticket packages for the 2016 Flash are now on sale, which include 4 free buddy tickets and a 2016 Flash team scarf. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, call 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Nobody's happy about a car accident, but Allstate guarantees you'll be happy with your claim experience. The Claim Satisfaction Guarantee, only from Allstate. They're so confident you'll be happy with your claim service, they guarantee it. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Premium credit varies based on vehicle involved. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
In our U.S. Soccer Report with Michael Lewis, brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650 is the number to call, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Strong supporters of our U.S. national teams, the U.S. men in action tomorrow against Trinidad and Tobago. Get your U.S. soccer gear at Top Notch Monogramming. And, of course, Christmas right around the corner. Perfect place to shop is Top Notch Monogramming for all of your embroidery and monogramming needs and T-shirts, plenty of T-shirts, thousands of T-shirts at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer Is a Kick in the Grass. And Michael, thanks for being with us tonight. How you doing?
Very good. How are you doing?
A little subdued tonight, I guess, because of what happened over the weekend. But I know you've been to the Stade de France for the World Cup. I just wanted to get your thoughts on what happened, and because you've been to that stadium and what it's like around that stadium when with what happened over the weekend.
Well, I've been there a few times, including for the '98 final. It's probably been the area around it. It's probably been built up a lot in the 17 years since I've been there. It's just, I'm not trying to get political, but just horrific what happened in France, period, regardless where it occurred. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. It's funny, I was looking for some photos today, and actual photos before there was digital. And I ran into a photo I took of the Arc de Triomphe when I was on the Champs-Élysées on Bastille Day, two days after France had won the '98 World Cup, and they had the French flag in it. And obviously, my thoughts and prayers go out to the victims and the people of France. One light moment, I guess, I could put into this. I remember after one game, I think they ran out of food at Le Stade de France, and me and Gus Martins of the Boston Herald were so hungry afterwards. We found a restaurant near the stadium there that was making French fries and had beer, and that's all they had. And that's what we had for like a late night snack, but we were really hungry. So, interesting time. I wish I could tell you a little more about it.
Well, that reminds me of my trip to Wembley when I saw England versus France, my first international match in '92. After the match, my wife and I ate at Tennessee Fried Chicken. Not Kentucky Fried Chicken, Tennessee Fried Chicken.
Right across the street
from Wembley. So, but Michael, the U.S. men's national team, we'll start with that. I mean, they were down 1-0 to St. Vincent, and everyone was probably thinking, oh my goodness, what's going to happen here? And then, of course, U.S. righted the ship and won easily 6-1, as we all expected. But it was a slap in the face to the U.S. men's national team and got them, it woke them up, that's for sure.
No, definitely. I mean, they were just a much better team, individuals and playing as a team, than the St. Vincent and the Grenadines. St. Vincent's marking on corner kicks was just horrible. I mean, Josie Altidore, you don't leave any forward alone, and you don't leave Josie Altidore alone on the far post. I mean, heck, I might have been able to head it in. Okay, maybe not, but still, you don't leave Josie Altidore alone like that. And I've seen better defense at the high school level, and no excuse for that. But whatever opponent you have, you take advantage of it. I don't care how good or bad they are. If you're going to get freedom like that to shoot on net, you're going to do it. I think Trinidad. Probably your next question. That will be a different. That's a different story. I think it's a much more formidable foe, playing on their home field. Almost 26 years to the day when Paul Caligiuri scored for the U.S. national team and boosted the Americans into their first World Cup in 40 years. And Trinidad's an improved side. In the post Jack Warner era. It's got some financial concerns because we all know how the alleged bonus money that was supposed to go to the 2006 World Cup team never really got there. But they're on the way up, and I think that this will be the most, one of the most difficult games for the U.S. in this semifinal round of the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying.
Hey, Mike, I just got to ask you a question. Pertaining to winning or losing, If a team, no matter what league you're on, if you win 5-0, 6-0, 3-0, and you know that the team is inferior to you, do you want to keep embarrassing those players by keeping scoring goals?
It depends, I guess, on what level you're at. There's no place for that at the youth or high school levels, no doubt about it. When you get into a situation when you're battling for a World Cup and goal differential could be a deciding factor on whether or not you go through, like it or not, you're going to have to, try to fill the net. And I understand about the ridiculous score years ago. I think Australia was, 31-0 or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Over American Samoa. That's taking it, a goal every 3 minutes. That's taking it a little too far. But when you've got goal differential, it's difficult to say no, because the worst thing you want to see happen to your team is that they somehow stopped playing and they didn't reach the next round or didn't get into that competition, whether it was Gold Cup, World Cup, or whatever. I know where you're coming from. You don't want to really humiliate a team, but yet, again, because of the rules, you don't want to leave anything to chance.
U.S. will be in action tomorrow night. It's on beIN Sport, 7 o'clock. And then, of course, coming up Sunday, it'll be the MLS semifinals, the Crew against the Red Bulls, and Portland against Dallas. So, Michael, what are your thoughts?
The four best teams in the league are still around. And I'm hoping for number one versus number two in the league in the finals. And I think they're going to prevail in the series. I know, and I'm talking about the Red Bulls, the top team in the East, and FC Dallas, the number one team out West. I say the series because the first game could wind up in a draw, or maybe the home team does get a result, a very positive result. That's happened a lot in the history of MLS playoffs. Saying that, I just think this is the Red Bulls' year. And I think I've said this before on the show, they've done everything right. They've been very professional. And as I like to keep saying, it comes down to the midfield, and they have the best midfield in the league. And they're going to find a way to get past.
Michael, you've got 2 minutes left. I've mentioned on the show, and I think finally people are starting to pick this up. If the Red Bulls win the MLS Cup, every men's professional champion this year will be from New York, which is pretty amazing if you think about it.
I don't know what the odds are, but things have just fallen into place. It is pretty stunning, and maybe get something from the New York State Legislature or Senate or Governor Cuomo, some sort of resolution or something big if it does happen. 3 out of 4 ain't bad. But 4 definitely would be perfect. You talk about a grand slam. It'll take years before that will happen anywhere else again, because you need 4 teams from the 4 leagues, and that there are not that many states that have them. But a remarkable year for New York soccer, regardless how the Red Bulls fare.
Absolutely. We'll even throw out the Syracuse Orangemen won the ACC Men's Championship in college soccer. So it's been a great year. So, Michael, we'll be watching, and we'll see what happens, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. We'll have all the results, and we'll get everything ready for the second leg of the MLS Cup Finals, semifinals.
My pleasure. Hey, have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
You too. Stay warm.
It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, live from New York City. I want to thank Michael, Dick Howard, Bobby Angel down at WYSL, and, of course, our special guest, Dave Zielinski, the vice president of the Rochester Rhinos. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
One note.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, Flashes, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.